Everyone knows the exclamation mark, or exclamation point, as it's called in America. It comes at the end of a sentence, is unignorable and heavy-handed, and is known in the newspaper world as a screamer, a gasper, a startler, or, sorry, a dog's cock. In humorous writing, the exclamation mark is the equivalent of canned laughter. F. Scott Fitzgerald, that well-known knockabout gag man, said it was like laughing at your own jokes. Ever since it came along, grammarians have warned us to be wary of the exclamation mark, mainly because even when we try to muffle it with brackets, it still flashes like neon and jumps up and down. In the family of punctuation where the full stop is daddy and the comma is mummy and the semicolon quietly practices the piano with crossed hands, the exclamation mark is the big attention deficit brother who gets overexcited and laughs too loud. Traditionally, it's used after involuntary ejaculations such as, Lord, love a duck! Salutations, oh, mistress mine! Exclamations, how many goodly creatures are there here! Emphatic pronouncements, I could really do with some opal fruits! I suppose the rule is, use an exclamation mark only when you're absolutely sure you require such a big effect. Fowler said, an excessive use of exclamation marks is a certain indication of an unpracticed writer or of one who wants to add a spurious dash of sensation to something unsensational. The question mark, with its elegant seahorse profile, takes up at least double the space on the page of an exclamation mark, yet gets on people's nerves considerably less. What would we do without it? Like the exclamation mark, is a development of the full stop, a terminator, used only at the ends of sentences. Question marks are used when the question is direct. What is the capital of Belgium? When the question is inside quotation marks, it's also required. Open quotes. Did you try the mool and chips? Question mark. Close quotes. He asked. But when the question is indirect, the sentence manages without it. What was the point of all this sudden interest in Brussels, he wondered. No question mark anywhere. I asked if she had something in particular against the Belgian national character. No question mark.